Visiting with our friend Jeff Nally. And Jeff, you know, looking forward to being with you guys this year on Washington Watch and with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And Jeff, this is something you've been a part of for a long time. Tell us a little bit about what is Washington Watch for folks who may not know.
First year that Washington Watch came to be, almost 25 some years ago, we were in D.C. and had the opportunity to work with then Secretary of Agriculture Clayton Yeider, and also the George H. Bush administration, one of the first ones that I was a part of. This is an event where broadcasters go to D.C. and as a collective group are able as a group to find an audience with some of the key decision makers in Washington. We spend time at the Department of Agriculture. We spend time with industry partners and those who represent industry partners and lobbyists there inside the Beltway, and then also spend at least some time with an audience of legislators both in the House and the Senate that are talking about farm policy and issues that do relate to rural America. So it's a group of broadcasters working together. It's not uncommon. The Ag Print Journalists will also have a similar event. But this is one that is for broadcasters and broadcasters only.
And Jeff, you know, this is a critical year with the Farm Bill out there, a lot of other things on the table right now. Critical year for us to share the message back at home in Kentucky and the areas we cover about what's going on in Washington, isn't it?
Well, this is an information age. You know, we're in cell phones and we're in smartphones and we're keeping up with information not by the day or by the week. We're keeping up with it by the minute. So this is a time when we've already seen a tremendous amount of partisanship in the House Ag Committee as they were looking to craft their version of the bill. We're looking at the Senate hopefully taking up action on this. Trying to get farm policy through a Congress in an election year is just a monumental task. It's about money. And certainly there are those that, regardless of whenever farm policy comes up, are going to attack it. They are aware of it. There are wolves in the field. And certainly as these things are being developed, it's not just the Farm Bill. You've got the White House considering potential changes to the renewable fuel standard. You've got agriculture's future is on the ability to be able to sell into a global market, and you've got lots of questions now. How will the NAFTA negotiation or renegotiation come about? Is the U.S. going back in to be a partner with the Trans-Pacific Partnership countries that have already signed on to the deal? And then again, what about the relationship between the U.S. and China? There's not many times that you find these big issues going on, but they all seem to be at play. And then on top of that, if we get a chance to talk about it while we're inside the Capitol and with leadership, you've got the Department of Agriculture about to roll out the fruition of the legislation that was approved on, you know, labeling of the disclosure of biotech products inside foods. And then again, you're also looking at a rewrite of the WOTUS language. So there's a lot at play here, and it's all happening at one time.